This audio was mastered by Bowen Information Technology. Better service, lower price. 956-472-8601.
Right, folks, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. We are here for you. This is openwordnews.com, and it's live here on 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday, 5:07 p.m. We are hijacking the airwaves for you, folks. Thank you so much for listening across the area, across the globe, across the universe. If you're listening, don't forget, folks, we know you love that free stuff. We're such a socialist country, and we want to give you some more freebies. Go to openwordnews.com/event. I see the pamphleteer losing his mind over here with my socialist comments.
I lose my mind because the way you say socialist, like it's a bad thing. I mean, is being a socialist a bad thing? My children are socialists. I mean, they're pretty cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how adorable a socialist can be till they hit about 17, 16.
Yeah.
And it's like they want the car.
Yeah.
They want...
We're working on that right now, though, with the Ten Commandments. We're like, the Tenth Commandment, you know, give me, I want it. You can't do that. You can't be like that. You just can't have everything you want.
Why can't you?
Because it's not good for you. It's not good for the soul.
We can have affordable health care.
It's a affinable health care, but anyway, we're not going to talk about that right now.
We're not going to get into that. You're listening to openwordnews.com. Once again, though, all those freebies, over $5,000 in prizes and giveaways, you can go to openwordnews.com/event. Coming up soon, we do have a special event, 2015 RGV Freedom Expo. That is going to be special. Ideas and opportunities are what made this a great nation, what made this a great region, the Rio Grande Valley, and what made the world a better place. Ideas and opportunities, folks, if you're a business owner, if you are really somebody who leads, whether it be as a pastor, whether it be as an administrator, maybe as an elected official, feel free to contact us. Go to openwordnews.com and get involved. Folks, it's big week, and it's a big deal.
Hey, it's Fat Tuesday.
That's right. Whoa.
Oh, wait.
Are we going to go with the fat jokes right out of the bat?
I apologize.
No, it is Fat Tuesday, though. You know, I'm always interested because people ask, what are you giving up for Lent? What are you giving up for Lent? And, you know, I gave up heroin about 80 years ago, and I haven't gone back.
80?
Well, yeah. You know, if you're going to give up something, make sure it's something you've never done before.
That's right.
Yeah. No, but, you know, you look at first world problems, and what I talk about, first world problems, these were some of the most interesting, I'm going to give up for Lent conversations. I'm going to give up the internet. I'm going to give up getting my nails done. I'm going to give up Chick-fil-A. I was like, Chick-fil-A?
I'm going to give up chocolate.
I'm going to give up chocolate. You know, and then I think of people who set forth at one time and gave up things that perhaps were unreal for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to give up. But Fat Tuesday, and it is big week. Yesterday, we did touch base on some of those big presidential moments. We talked about Howard Taft being the biggest president we ever had and how we're living underneath some of his regime today. We did talk about the biggest president nobody knows, Mr. Woodrow Wilson, and how much our fiat currency system was influenced by the creation of the Federal Reserve. And, of course, who could forget? Well, we did. Most people have no idea who Woodrow Wilson is. Pamphleteer, across the board and through the news, you were looking at some interesting articles, stuff going on here in the great state of Texas. What did you find so interesting?
Yeah, that's right. Today? Actually, talk about big. Texas GOP officials cheer ruling on Obama immigration orders. Here we have Governor Abbott, you know, already taking his job serious and getting out there and standing up for Texas. I mean, enough's enough. What do you think about that?
You know, it's interesting to me. I did not get to read through the article, but I also understand, it's going to have implementations on not only a local scale, but on a national scale pamphlet. Can you give me a little bit of tit for tat on that for the folks out there in listener land?
Yeah, this is actually coming out of AP. The Texas Attorney General is hailing a federal judge decision to temporarily block President Obama's executive action on immigration. So there's a temporary block. I mean, if you read into the notes here, I mean, it's not really something that can be permanent. But at least it's a step forward. And, you know, I mean, can we really afford to continue to have these people in this country? I mean, do we want them first, but can we afford it?
You know, coming up next week, we're going to be having an entire week on education. And we have some interesting guests coming in talking about school choice. Hopefully we're going to have, we have invited some folks from the McAllen School Board to touch base with us also. I know some of you are submitting your questions on the upcoming bond issue and some of the other aspects that are going on here. Please submit your questions, folks, for the rest of Big Week. And also for next week's Education Week. And you can submit those at openwordnews.com. Coming up later this week, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about big giving. Folks out there giving, doing their part. What is that, pamphleteer?
You know how it is.
You know, we got to tell the band. They got to learn to control themselves. They get ridiculous back
Sorry
there.
About that. Yeah, you know how it is. I mean, I just queue up some spots. I'm out here surfing the internet. You know, someday we won't be able to do that. We won't be able to surf the internet. So just let me be.
Well, I've never really been a surfer, but I guess, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Had a friend who used to be a canal surfer. That's a whole other story in itself. It is very dangerous. Unfortunately, he woke up in that canal and he never really surfed out. But openwordnews.com coming up later this week. Also, in studio guests, we're going to have some special guests. Actually, we're going to have Mr. Mario Superstar Salazar, comedian extraordinaire, talking about big entertainment here in the Rio Grande Valley. He's also a veteran, so he's an interesting character. He's a little bit more rambunctious than I think most people would ever imagine. Conservative, a veteran, a comedian. I don't know what to say. It's going to be interesting. But today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite quotes of any movie. You remember the Little Giants?
Is that the one with the Giants and the Cowboys at the
end? Yeah, the little kids are playing a football game. Yeah, it's Rick Moranis. It's great.
Hey, you know that Spaceballs 2 is supposed to come back. They're remaking it, but I think they're just waiting on Rick Moranis.
You got to be joking.
That's what I heard from my Las Vegas source.
Anyway, great movie, and one of the plays that solidifies the game is the annexation of Puerto Rico. And you know what? We're going to be talking about annexations when we come back from this break, pamphleteer, in a few minutes here. Special in-studio guest. We're talking about Big Week. We got the lady with the biggest gun in South Texas, Miss Fern McClarity. And we have Mr. Richard Montes de Oca. And they're going to be touching base with us here on a big issue. We're going to be talking about the annexations going on in Edinburgh. And don't forget, folks, you have questions, you have comments, you can always go to our website, openwordnews.com, and you can submit those questions. We can get those out for you. Also, folks, don't forget to get yourself registered for all the interesting things we have coming up. For any questions, suggestions, ideas, go to our website and enjoy that. Pamphleteer, before we go to that break, I want you to cue up the band so they can put up some of that good music that we got coming up in the background. Folks, you're listening to openwordnews.com. We'll be back with the annexation of Edinburgh, not the annexation of Puerto Rico, in just a moment. You're listening to openwordnews.com live here on 93.9 FM.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. openwordnews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit openwordnews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and ABG Cloud Care specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Don't pay your traffic ticket Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. You'll be a lot happier. RGVDWI.com, 956-391-2754.
There is no substitute for the healthy glow that comes from taking care of your skin naturally. By using products that are handcrafted with all-natural USDA-certified organic ingredients, can help you look and feel your best. Check out PureGanicShop.com, a local company that specializes in organic body care products. That's PureGanics, P-U-R-E-G-A-N-I-X, shop.com. Use promo code OWN14 to get 25% off your order and always free shipping. Shop local, support local, PureGanicShop.com.
Little outro and intro music there from Mr. Jules Ramirez. You're listening to openwordnews.com. That's openwordnews.com. Every Monday through Friday, 5:07 p.m. to 6 p.m. We hijack the airwaves for you, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, Saturdays on 1170, we have our two-hour extravaganza show. We get into more depth about the topics of the week. This is big week. We got big news going on. There's some big giving, big presidents. There's a big annexation. We're going to be talking about a big event next week. If you're interested in going to watch, it's James Carville, right?
James Carville.
And Carl Rove.
And Carl Rove. That's
interesting. Exciting. I'm excited because I've been a fan of the architect for a long time.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I don't even know what to ask him yet. I guess I got to build up that steam.
Yeah, build up for that question. Well, I will say this. If you folks are interested in getting tickets, reserving a table, there's still some availability left. Not a lot. But you can call 956-800-9978. I'll get you the details on that. That's 956-800-9978. Or you can go to our website and we'll send you some information on tickets and tables and stuff like that. That's being presented out from the Valley Chamber, and that's going to be coming up next week. Later this week, we will have Mr. Superstar Mario Salazar in studio talking about big entertainment here in the Rio Grande Valley. This across the news desk, though, pamphleteer, this is a great story. Talking about over 2,000 acres, over 3,000 people, directly involved in the project. City Council of Edinburgh basically is looking to annex these plots. And you're looking at 17 unincorporated areas across the valley. This comes from the monitor here. And when asked, City Council member J.R. Benacourt said the process was about a year in the making through official documents showing the city undertook its first official steps, asking the Planning and Zoning Department to prepare a plan to provide the services to those proposed annexations in August. So you're looking at almost $700,000 in estimated annual property value revenue, and really the whole city will be affected. And that's what we have in studio guests today. We're talking about big week, big annexation, biggest gun in South Texas. We do have Miss Fern McClarity in studio today with the with the Owls, and we have Mr. Richard Montes de Oca. Welcome, folks. How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Very good. It's nice and cold, and the weather's great. The sun is shining. It's not raining, so it's wonderful.
It is always wonderful when the weather's fine. Thank you so much for being out here, folks. Tell us a little bit about this. You folks have become the champions of the people, going out there, getting information to help folks make informed decisions on issues like Proposition 1, bond issue going on in McAllen, and issues like this annexation. How do you folks see something like this? Is this a good thing, a bad thing? Where does it all take us?
Okay, in reference to the annexation, every city annexes property. And what makes this unusual is that the people that are getting annexed will get no services. They have water, they have streets, and the supporting services will be provided by Hidalgo, by the county. So they're really not getting any additional services, and yet they're going to get a hefty tax.
Yeah, they have 4 years, 4.5 years to provide water, sewer, trash, everything like this. So for a period of time, we get nothing except a bill one more time. And it can range from, for a $40,000 home, $250 on top of what you're paying now. An $80,000 home is $508. $100,000 is $635, and $170,000 is $1,079.50.
And you're not getting
nothing.
You get it nothing. You're not getting any additional services.
Our streets aren't even being fixed.
That's strange. I go into a store sometimes, and I usually walk out with something, and I pay for it. And that's kind of how it works. If you're going to buy something, if you're going to get something for your services, you should, you know, get something in return. If you're going to pay something, I mean, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's got to be something to it. I mean, is that real? Is that real? I mean, are we talking about buying something for nothing or paying for something for nothing? Is that real?
That's it. And we found out that Edinburgh has the highest tax rate between the county. The county is 59 cents. City of McAllen is 47.4763. City of Mission is 0.5188. And Edinburgh is 0.635. So that's it, higher, 63 cents, almost 64 cents.
63 cents, and they haven't paid for the new arena or a variety of the tax increases
in our streets. Hold on, guys. I got $8 in my pocket. Are y'all talking about 38 cents and 62 cents? I'll give you $8 right now. Is that all it's going to take?
Times whatever the value is of your home. It's not just the 59 cents for the county or the 63.5. It is per $100 value of your home. If you own a $40,000 home, it's going to be $254 more than what you're getting.
And you're getting nothing. You're not getting
because this is a new bill. If you're annexed, you've only had the county. Now you're going to have your city tax. So you have a completely new tax added on to your property.
Now, I myself, this is RGVAD guy here, made some phone calls today trying to figure this out a little bit more. And I can say it's almost very confusing because it's very decompartmentalized. And in the sense for and me calling the city, I guess I have to get a hold of an appraisal person and then get a hold of the city and then get a hold of a councilman and then get a hold of somebody else. So everybody has their own little piece, but nobody's really responsible for the whole project. But I'm concerned because somebody's bringing the project to pass. So somebody has to be able to know all the intricate parts, and you guys have done some research here. Talk to us a little bit more about this.
Well, the one that brings the process about is the Edinburgh Planning and Zoning Commission, Planning and Zoning staff, and the one that you discuss the amount of taxes that you're paying is Hidalgo County, because Hidalgo County is the collector of taxes. So once you're annexed and you're designated to get taxed, then the appraisal district and specifically Hidalgo County sends you a bill, an annual bill that is due by January 31st of each year. The problem here is that you're getting taxed and you're not getting any services, any additional services. These people will get 63 cents, and it does sound like, you know, what's 63 cents? It's not till they tell you it's $450 more than you paid last year that it becomes real. And you don't get to decide which tax you're going to pay. You got to pay all of them.
It's a new tax. It's one that you have not had in the past, and you will have till hell freezes over.
Now, on that, you know, you're talking about hell freezes over. I like that. But and nothing's more assured than death and taxes, Fern.
Right.
So don't be scared. It's coming for us all.
I know.
But you know, you look at taxes. You know, some people would say, and they'll throw that hat on and say, well, you don't know what it costs to run a city. And that's the defense. Is that enough?
But if you can't afford to take care of what you already have, you've annexed, why in the world do you think that you can do any more? The median household income for Edinburgh is $41,891.
For family.
That's for a family.
Whole
That's
family.
Not a person, yeah.
Yes. And like I say, there are so many people. We're looking at the delinquent taxes and the people that are losing their property because they cannot afford another tax. I've had people, when they did the health care, the Proposition 1, crying, saying we can't take another amount of money. We can't take another dime. We don't have it. We're going to lose our homes. This is what we look at. And you're going to have a completely new tax. The people tonight will be over at the Edinburgh City Hall at 6 o'clock tonight, the ones that are in the nine areas that Edinburgh is looking to annex. And I'm assuming that the city will decide what they're going to do. And they've been coming and asking them, please don't do this.
It is important for all people that are against the tax increases to be there and support population. Because if it happens to them, it can happen to the entire population. We are now going to, we're in the process of building an arena for the total of, as I understand, $55 million. So that is going to hit us as an additional tax. Vern just told you that the city of Edinburgh, amongst the four entities that we're talking about, Algo County, McAllen, and Mission, they have the highest tax rate. And it'll be higher when we start looking at the sports arena and all the other things that the local politicians have committed the people to pay for.
Well, also, when you're living in the county, you don't have a city tax. When they annex you and take you in, now you have a city tax, and you're also paying a county tax. Because before, they always say, well, the county, because you're paying for the sheriff, you're paying for all this. When you move and are annexed into the city, the sheriff's office and that is different. Now you have police departments that are taking, but you still pay the county tax. You don't get a discount. It's just another added on top. And so there's a lot of things that we don't get services for, but we sure do pay for.
The one thing that you have to remember, again, overemphasize, because the income of the population is what interests me, because how can you keep adding all these taxes? $41,000, let's say $42,000 per family per year is very little. And then if you start every, for example, the city, the county, the school district now, everybody in STC has now indicated that they're going to increase their tuition fees. All these people are just increasing and increasing, and this number doesn't increase. The family still has this income, and so what are they having to do? They're having to diminish the services that they get from self. Maybe you don't go out for Whataburgers anymore.
You know, thinking about those, being a big man and thinking about the Whataburger instantly in that moment, you know, one would ask, so there has to be more to this annexation. Is there like federal funding involved for the amount of landmass that you control as a city? Is there some kind of bonds? Is there some kind of money that's made? That's a conspiracy theory.
What better deal can you make than I'm going to charge you tax and I'm not going to give you anything? I mean, how can it get any better?
That sounds like the mafia.
Can you cue that oceanfront property clip from George Strait there, Pamphleteer? Can you cue?
I don't have it queued up.
And we're not going to tell you when we're going to make the improvements.
Yeah,
if we're going to make the improvements.
Well, it'll be sometime in the future.
And all property increases, all land increases, even the one around the sanitary sewer dump
up in north of Edinburgh.
And it increases even though it smells bad and there's a lot of birds feeding on the area.
And what gets me is they don't have money allocated for at least one of these projects that they're looking at, which is, like I say, out there by the dump. I'm sorry, the people that live there, there's a few homes, and I can't imagine that northeast wind when we get cold fronts coming in, what it must be like.
Well, you know, my thing is, so you live in an area that has been annexed.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been without the upgrade, so to speak?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm not sure. I've been paying city taxes for several years. I am going to go back and double check. But I have nothing. I have Sherryland water. I have septic tanks. The sewer line is on the other side of the street than what I live on. And I have Magic Valley Electric. I mean, we don't get the trash. There's nothing there. I mean, I don't know how they can do this and keep doing it to the people, but I've been paying taxes, I assure you.
The politicians, especially the ones in Edinburgh, seem to feel that that they can just increase because they know what is best. They know that this is going to create jobs and improve the economy. They need to come to my house and explain that to me or something. Explain that to the people, to the families that are making $41,000, that they're going to improve their life. One of the things I think is important, especially about this arena, is how much does it cost to get a ticket to go to an arena? And is a family making $41,000 a year going to be able to take to participate in this? Because they're paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to get free tickets.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I can attest to that. I mean, I can tell you that a ticket probably will cost you, a good ticket will probably cost you anywhere between $60, maybe $70, I don't know, at a really high-end sports arena. But, you know, that's disposable income, you know. I mean, who has that nowadays, right?
Not at $41,000.
And then if you have four members of your family, you're talking about an easy $200-$300 a night, plus popcorn and all that good stuff. So, yeah, you're spending at least $300-$400 in a night.
Well, you're looking at the price of what the taxes are that's going to be coming on a lot of these homes. Mm-hmm. And they have to come up with that, but they won't be able to come up with a ticket
to
go
taxing,
out.
You're taxing everybody in the community, everybody that has any property or anybody that's renting. All the businesses to provide services that will only be utilized by, let's say, 1 or 2% of the population, because that's the only section of the population that is going to be able to afford it. I don't think you should be able to tax everybody for the bright ideas of our commissioners.
Yeah, and then, of course, you leave it on the backs of the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. These people, maybe some of them do want to be annexed, and that's their... That's their right. You know, if they are deciding, say, hey, you know, we're going to get some services, but as of right now, it appears that they're not going to get services for what they're already paying. I mean, that just boggles the mind. I mean, that almost is a disservice to the people, somebody should do something about that.
The commissioners that have made the decision to commit the community for 30 years will not even be here. I mean, mm-hmm. they will not be in office. And then we're going to get caught with, okay, law enforcement, which I think, quite frankly, in the context of our times, is even more important. We've got some politicians that think that we need to take the National Guard off the border. And then what?
Yeah.
And then, you know, what?
We're going to get more DPS, I heard. Yeah. You know, I mean, our security is what's important.
Yeah.
Women need to be able to go to the store day or night and... if they need milk or bread or something, and it's not safe.
Well, I mean, Fern, I mean, you can help them out with that. Get them their CHL license. I'm pretty sure.
You betcha.
I'm pretty sure if we had a lot of women carrying, I'm pretty sure people would think twice about jumping that lady.
Well, down here, there is a lot of women that do pack heat down here, let me tell you.
Well, how smart do you have to be to know that you don't no longer go down to the river and float your boat or go swimming or...
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that, Richard, only because if you go down to Las Honduras on a Sunday, there may not be any Americans, but on the Mexican side, it is pachanga.
Yeah, it makes you want to just swim back over there.
Yeah, it was enchanting, and I remember looking at the Border Patrol agent, and I was like, can I go over there? He's like, not really. And I thought, I was like, they're having a blast on the Mexican side, barbecuing.
You want to get
shot?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Hey, we almost got shot that one day. That was pretty interesting.
That is
true. That's another story altogether.
Well, we were down there at the riverside or whatever it is there, and you're looking. You can spit on the guy across the river. I mean, I was a little nervous. I was afraid they might have a target on us.
I had a target on that big cow. Remember that? We saw some cows right there by the Riverside Cafe.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
You can neither confirm or deny that. You know, we're talking here with Ms. Fern McClarity, owner of the largest, a.k.a. the biggest gun in South Texas, with Mr. Richard Montesioca from the Owls also. And we're talking about the annexation going on here in Edinburgh. You're listening to openwordnews.com. This is RGV El Guide, the pamphleteer here. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks, here on 93.9 FM.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. openwordnews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit openwordnews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com /event. OpenWordNews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and ABG Cloud Care specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Don't pay your traffic ticket. Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. You'll be a lot happier. RGVDWI.com, 956-391-2754.
There is no substitute for the healthy glow that comes from taking care of your skin naturally. By using products that are handcrafted with all-natural USDA-certified organic ingredients, can help you look and feel your best. Check out PureGanicShop.com, a local company that specializes in organic body care products. That's PureGanics, P-U-R-E-G-A-N-I-X, shop.com. Use promo code OWN14 to get 25% off your order and always free shipping. Shop local, support local, PureGanicShop.com.
Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and the other liberals call themselves progressives. Their goal is to progressively dismantle the Constitution and create bigger and bigger government, less and less freedom, while dragging the Republicans down the same road. Jesus Christ is also making progress ever since he ascended in the clouds to the Ancient of Days to receive his eternal kingdom. He is progressively bringing more and more liberty by ruling until he puts down all rulers that disobey his rules, just like he destroyed Rome. The path of the just one is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. And just as you can't tell the sun is moving, so it is with the history of the shining light. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. ChurchOfTheKingMacAllen.com. Side with God against yourself and get on the winning side of history.
We are back here on OpenWordNews.com, live here on 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday, folks, for you all across the world. Talking about those things you like to talk about, it is big week, all week long. Fat Tuesday, baby. What are you giving up? Got to say this, though. People are giving up some land, and some people are taking some land. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Edinburgh annexations and where that'll take us and how that'll go. Don't forget, folks, coming up later on this week, if you want to get some questions in, you better get them in now for Mr. Superstar Mario Salazar, veteran, comedian, entrepreneur here, homegrown from the Rio Grande Valley, folks. That's going to be coming up on Friday's show. Tomorrow, we got big giving. We got folks who are helping out in the community, making a difference, entrepreneurs who are going above and beyond. We're going to have a guest in studio, Mr. Gus from Bogus Ford. He'll be in here tomorrow from Bogus Luxury as well. And folks, thank you so much for listening to OpenWordNews.com. And this is RGV El Guy and the Pamphleteer. We are talking with Mr. Richard Montes de Oca. Miss Fern McClarity had to basically take off into the distance. She rode off into the sunset, didn't she?
No. She's not going. No, she's not riding off into the sunset anytime soon. She is on her way to battle for the people down here. And, you know, I think that's a testament. I know that the owls have been out there, Mr. Richard, and they have been, you know, at least asking the questions and at least being concerned and at least showing the people that there is a concern at some level when, you know, cities or governments try to maybe extend or overreach or maybe not provide services. So thank you all for doing what you are doing and continue to do that. And we want to give a plug to the owls. And I know you guys usually are at the commissioner court. But Commissioner Court's been floating. I mean, we haven't been in a few weeks either. It's probably
quite a while.
Been about a month or two, maybe, even. So,
You know, so, one of the interesting things, though, you know, you're talking about what people are willing to deal or to entertain. And this constitutional moment, the Third Amendment, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. I want you to think about that, folks. I share that with you because it's an extent of the power you have, that you have the right to not have your rights.
So you're saying, in essence, that not even the NSA should be inside your home, like in your smart TV and your iPhone and your iPad. They're violating the Third Amendment. Is that what you're saying, indirectly?
I'm saying that
where'd you find that document anyway? That's a terrorist
document. This terrorist document was provided to me many years ago. It's called Pocket Constitution of the United States. And
no, you read English.
These are scary documents, my friend, and scary times. Mr. Richard Montezuma, though, give us some more insight. I got to see some of the math behind that, and everybody always talks about pennies and cents, but it actually adds up to some big, serious dollars. If you have a $100,000 home, which is almost the average price of a home here in the Rio Grande Valley, it's about $97,000. Well, what does somebody do with a $100,000 home? What kind of tax increase are they going to get from all this?
Well, you're going to get a significant tax increase, and quite frankly, I think let's talk. The next one I'd like to talk about is the McAllen Independent School District tax increase, or the bond issue, which is $440 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about buildings, and I think it's difficult to come to the conclusion that the students are going to get smarter because they're in a new building. That is a big jump. So one of the things that we need to understand is if we're going to spend $440 million to improve the education of our children, exactly how much are they supposed to increase? I mean, what I'm spending this money and, mm-hmm. and what am I getting? The anticipation is that I'm going to get smarter kids.
Yeah,
but nobody talks about that. They talked about how many buildings, how many parking lots, and also I think the where we're missing is who actually has a greater impact on the education of our kids, the buildings or the teachers. We haven't really talked about teachers. I think that the teachers, then at least in my life, have made a greater impact than any building that I've ever been in, and
mm-hmm.
So their dedication, I think, is really important. So I think we're missing the boat here. If it is truly a fact that they're trying to improve the education of our children, then I think they're looking in the wrong place. Buildings do not educate our kids. And I think teachers and more teachers that are have education and training will have a greater impact on our children than any building. One of the things that I think is very important also here is the IDEA academies. First of all, anybody can go to an IDEA academy. It's not accurate to say that only the smart kids go. It is those children that have a commitment to education and who are supported by their families. But I don't really want to concentrate on that. What I'd like to concentrate on that is that most of the IDEA academies are exceeding state standards. We cannot say that about our public schools. So exactly, what are we going to get for the $440 million?
You know, that's going to take us into next week's questions also, folks. Don't forget, we are going to, God willing, have some folks from the McAllen School Board coming in, talking to us about the top three questions that have been asked, which is, what are we going to do with that money that's going to be proposed in the bond? Why do we have children speaking two languages in the classroom? And how many of the kids that we have in school today don't have Social Security numbers?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the answers to, and right now my wife and I are choosing to homeschool, but the way to get a smarter kid, it's not a mystery. It's spending quality time with the child and giving him your undivided attention. It has nothing to do with the building. You're absolutely right. And even if that, let's say you do need a building. Well, how much room do these little dudes take up? I mean, it's not like you have to build a stadium where you're going to house, you know, 100,000 people. You know, I think at the end of the day, the focus, like you said, Richard, needs to be on building a better foundation. And I think, heck, I mean, I know I'd get a lot of teachers behind us right now by just saying, give them a raise. I mean, it is not easy to be a teacher.
Provide them the supportive services, continuing right. education. Give them incentives to be a better teacher and then grade them.
Yeah.
I mean, the teachers that do well, give them more money.
Yeah, and
I mean,
see,
that's always the incentive for me.
Yeah, that's a foreign thing is, oh, well, they're getting paid to do their job. Well, then get them some help. I mean, that is a lot of money. I am by far the last person you would want to ask about, you know, what a building would cost. I don't know what it would cost. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you that a building, like you said, is just not going to be the answer.
Well, if you start talking about $440 million and then you carry that to 30 years, you're looking at $667 million. You know, that's a big commitment.
Say that again, Richard, so people can understand and grasp that.
$667 million by a population that has an income, a family income, annual income of $41,163. So can any one of us three say that we could walk into, let's say, the Mercedes-Benz car place and say, you know, I want that one because it drives better, it's a better car? No, why don't we all just do that?
Yeah.
And the answer is the same.
Because they're going to shoot you when you try walking out with a Mercedes. And then it's like myself going to the buffet. And I've had this conversation before, but and folks, I'm not being the pot calling the kettle black, but it is unbiblical. If you think about it, to really think or to have the audacity to covet somebody else's property and to take it from them. That's one thing. Now, that's not the case here. Annexation, some would say, oh, well, you know, we're helping them out. We're going to set infrastructure and do this. But then you have someone like Fern who doesn't know if it's been 18 months or 36 months that she's been paying, and yet she's – or
but what are you doing when you increase the property taxes of a low-income family or middle-income family? We're getting much far into the middle-income group. And if they cannot afford their house – what are you leaving them with?
Yeah,
for the purposes of creating an arena that they are not going to use, and that, you know, we've got a baseball team at the university that didn't turn out very well. We've got the Angry Bees.
No, we can't say kill on the radio. So the angry bees, the killer bees.
You know that you know it's questionable as to whether that has been a great financial endeavor. So the people of the city of Edinburgh are now being thrust into that position of paying for these things instead of, let's say, more protection. Which, quite frankly, if you don't have a good protection, you know, you don't. All of the other stuff doesn't really matter.
You know, it does matter though when you really look at it. To somebody, somebody's pushing that agenda. Somebody wants that to go through.
Sure.
So it makes you wonder. You know, if the people don't want it, who live there, and they see that, then why are we pushing for that kind of interaction or growth or development?
I don't see a groundswell of people coming up and saying, "Hey, we need to have an arena and it's going to improve the economy and it's going to do all these things for us." I don't see that happening. Most people are just hunkered down and trying to pay their bills and they're working hard and you know, they just don't get involved in this. I think that's the direct result of people not voting because they don't feel that their vote counts.
Yeah,
that's the big thing here. Your vote does count, folks. I do want to plug this. Coming up soon, 2015 RGV Freedom Expo. You're listening to openwordnews.com. We believe that your vote counts, that you should be informed. For those of you that are listening here, share this information with others. Share our website. Get people listening. Why? Because you deserve to have the opportunity to make the best, well-informed decision. I mean, those cents, can you imagine the average person thinking that it's only $8, $5 worth of extra taxes, 63 cents here, 74 cents there. The thing is, you multiply that by every $1,000 or by every $100, and you end up having hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in extra charges and fees that a family that's already living on, and I hate to say on edge, but I mean, we do live in one of the most impoverished areas in the United States.
That's why Hidalgo County is one of the poorest counties in the state of Texas, because we're poor. And our politicians are really not, they don't seem to reflect the financial position that the people are in. They just seem to be doing the things that makes them the most money. They're wheeling and dealing. The hospital district, initially, it took 50 registered voters of the county to put it on the ballot. In order to take it off, or in order to defeat it, it's going to take 15% of the voting population. That is a little skewed, and it's obviously skewed. So,
Well, you know, I wanted to make a point, because I think this is important to understand for the people out there, that if you're having taxes go up and the people can't afford the taxes, they obviously will either lose their home or maybe are forced out or are forced to move. So they move to the outer skirts. So now you have these pockets of even lower income people, and then you have pockets of really bad infrastructure. You have, you know, flooding zones that these people have to live into. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, do really these politicians consider the people, or do they consider the interest of the city, which in turn is not necessarily going to help the people at some point? And I could be wrong. I think that's something that maybe somebody needs to answer.
Well, one of the things that you need to understand is, for example, we just passed a drainage bill for $185 million. And that's what happens. In other words, we're providing drainage services for the colonias. Why? Because now there are people that live out there.
Sure.
Why do they live out there? Because they can't afford the taxes within the city. And the cities are expanding to take them in and don't have the ability to provide the services. And we're getting hung from a variety of ways. And so it is vitally important that you vote. That you vote. Just say no.
Yeah.
You know. And take the time to vote early, and vote and say, no, I don't want this. You're not able to give me anything that you haven't first taken away.
Yeah, and also, of course, if you do want to be annexed, I mean, obviously that's your property, you own your property. Well, you never really own your property,
you can request to be
annexed. you can request to be annexed. I guess
owning property. You're so
ridiculous. You
don't own
nothing. You sicko.
Oh, my God.
You're American. Open, think you own property.
Openwordnews.com. But I
don't
do
pay that property bill.
Richard, give us a highlight. The next 6 months, 8 months, God willing, we'll have you on here coming back as a special guest, you know, hopefully every week, every other week. Talk to us. What do you hope to share with folks? What are some of the things that are going on that people should know about that's going to be affecting their wallet pretty soon?
Because the things that you have to understand is, for example, in Hidalgo County, Hidalgo County has a 70% home ownership rate. That means that home ownership is really important. And what are we doing here with these tax increases? We're making it more difficult for people to own a home. The other thing that we have discussed over and over again is the fact that the population has very low income. So in Hidalgo County, the median household income is $32,000 a year. So those two factors, I want to buy a home, my income is low, makes them very vulnerable to tax increases. The number of people that cannot pay their taxes on time is steadily growing. If you are in business and 31% of the people that you try to sell something to cannot afford your product, you're in trouble. And that's where we are right now. 31% for the last 6 years of the population that own property do not pay their taxes on time. Now the politicians don't care, because all of a sudden they either put a 15% tax increase and then they move their property. They take their property and give it to somebody else. But sooner or later, this was going to catch up with us. For example, you have a whole bunch of property and there's nobody to lease this thing to.
That's concerning, because that affects the economy as a whole. And you think of projects coming here to the Rio Grande Valley, like SpaceX, really large exploration. We have so much opportunity. We have so many maquilas just south of the border. But what will be halted? What will halt all that? Well, guess what? It'll be you that gets halted, and it'll be your tax dollars. So your vote really is that important, folks. Express it. Use it. People died so you could have that right. And all too often, we put that aside. Some of the other projects, Richard, that people should know about. I know you had talked about the bond issue for McAllen. We got the Edinburgh's going to be doing that new arena. I don't know if that's going to cost people money. We have the I don't know if it's going to be called Prop 1 anymore, but now they're going to have something else coming back. What are some other things you had mentioned? I know we were talking during the break on that.
Well, almost every city has got a tax increase. Every city has got something that they want to do. The important thing here is that the voter cannot choose, for example, cannot choose to pay one instead of the other. They are required, or they'll take their property. Sooner or later, once you begin to build up a debt, it becomes too overwhelming and you lose your property. That's the biggest thing that I think is important. People need to be able to acquire property.
You're listening to OpenWordNews.com, folks. That was Mr. Richard Montesioca, contributor extraordinaire. He's an owl, and he'll be coming back and forth, touching base with us. Next week, don't forget, folks, the State of the City address in McAllen. It's going to be on Wednesday next week. Also, we're going to have Carl Rove and Mr. James Carville here in the Rio Grande Valley. You want an interesting event, those are two of them. You want details, 956-800-9978. Or you can go to our website at openwordnews.com. I want to thank you so much, folks, for listening. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking on Big Week about big giving. We're going to have Bogus Ford in studio. Thank you so much, folks, for listening to us. We'll be back tomorrow, 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday, 5:07 p.m. We airjack the skyways for you, folks. OpenWordNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. OpenWordNews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit OpenWordNews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and ABG Cloud Care Specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Don't pay your